Appendix A, History of Civil Affairs. The history of U.S. Army civil affairs, known as military government prior to 1959, can best be described as one of continuous evolution. From its ad hoc origins in the immediate aftermath of World War I, the Army professionalized civil affairs as a reserve branch, 1955, and a regular Army branch, 2006. This brief history provides a short overview of U.S. Army civil affairs. While it highlights critical events, it is not comprehensive. Since its creation in the early Republic, the U.S. Army conducted roles and functions similar to civil affairs, military government. Examples include the Lewis and Clark Expedition, 1804 to 1806, Major General Winfield Scott's occupation of Mexico City, 1847 to 1848, post-Civil War reconstruction in the American South, 1865 to 1877, and the Philippine-American War, 1899 to 1913. During the Civil War, the Army implemented General Orders No. 100, 1863, otherwise known as the Lieber Code. It provided the U.S. Army with guidelines that regulated the just treatment of civilians and property in the occupied South. Post-war, General Orders No. 100 served as the foundation for the development of laws dictating how the U.S. Army operated in occupied territory. The U.S. Army codified these laws in the Rules of Land Warfare, 1914, later revised as FM-27-10, then FM-6-27. As important as the Lieber Code was, it was just another step toward developing formal civil affairs, military government structure, doctrine, and training. Note, FM-27-10 is an obsolete publication, which provides historical reference and is listed in the obsolete publication section of the references for this FM. The true beginning of modern U.S. Army civil affairs was the post-World War I occupation of the German Rhineland by the 3rd U.S. Army from December 1918 until 11 July 1923. The lessons from this experience led the Army to develop civil affairs doctrine, provide professional education, and eventually create specialized civil affairs, military government, units. In the words of Major Truman Smith, the main author of the final report on the occupation, the Army's post-World War I actions lacked both training and organization to guide the destinies of nearly 1 million civilians whom the fortunes of war had placed under its temporary sovereignty. While it lasted, the U.S. Army occupation performed civil administration tasks and ensured that Germany would not resume hostilities. A new experience for the modern Army, it left such an impact that it led to the creation of a formal civil affairs capability. For civil affairs, the most important development was the subsequent publication of American Military Government of Occupied Germany, 1918 to 1920, Report of the Officer in Charge of Civil Affairs, 3rd Army and American Forces in Germany. Known as the Hunt Report after its director, Colonel Irvin L. Hunt, it provided analyses of the Army's experience, highlighting the lack of formal civil affairs training. This groundbreaking official study, which published the experiences of American soldiers who occupied Germany, drove change. The Hunt Report and similar, but less widely distributed, studies of Army involvement in the Philippines pointed to requirements for a standing civil affairs staff section for incorporating civil affairs in war planning. This led to the publication of an updated Rules of Land Warfare in 1934 that contained a section on military government and established the need for a civil affairs, military government capability. Based on these sources, in 1940, the Army published its first doctrine that focused on these special skills, FM-27-5, which guided U.S. Army civil affairs, military government, efforts throughout World War II. Further study of the Hunt Report and the new doctrinal publications led to the creation of the first formal U.S. Army civil affairs training program, the School of Military Government, at the University of Virginia in May 1942. Note, FM 27-5 is an obsolete publication, which provides historical reference and is listed in the Obsolete Publications section of the references for this FM. The school instructed officers in staff-level military government functions. However, because the School of Military Government could not meet the growing demand for trained civil affairs personnel, the Army exported the program to other civilian universities throughout the U.S. By 1945, the Army taught civil affairs courses at Fort Custer, Michigan, the civil affairs staging area at Fort Ord/Presidio of Monterey, California, or in overseas schools. To manage its civil affairs, military government efforts, the U.S. Army created the Military Government Division, established in July 1942 under the office of the Provost Marshal General. Its small size and lack of influence, compounded by the sheer number of civil affairs matters experienced by Lieutenant General Dwight D. Eisenhower after the invasion of North Africa on 8 November 1942, prompted the formation of the Civil Affairs Division under the War Department in March 1943. Led by Major General John H. Hildring, the Civil Affairs Division formulated policy for civil affairs, military government units. These units ranged in size from the European Civil Affairs Division, with more than 8,200 personnel, to 9-person civil affairs detachments spread throughout combat units. These elements worked closely, near, or with combat forces, helping to address the concerns of civilian populations and stabilizing rear areas so that combat commanders could remain focused on the enemy. Civil affairs, military government elements had expanded roles in the final year of World War II, and particularly in stabilizing post-war Germany, Austria, Italy, Japan, and Korea. However, the number of civil affairs personnel declined considerably as the Army reduced force structure in the post-war drawdown. A standing civil affairs capability appeared to be on its way out of the Army until another conflict guaranteed its survival as a permanent U.S. Army capability. The Korean War not only resurrected U.S. Army civil affairs, but also served as a turning point for the employment of civil affairs and led to a permanent establishment of the capability in the U.S. Army. With the brief exception of conducting military government in North Korea in late 1950, U.S. civil affairs personnel worked in South Korea, a sovereign allied country with a functioning government. There, civil affairs soldiers, organized first under the United Nations Public Health and Welfare Detachment, 1950, then the United Nations Civil Assistance Command, 1951 to 1953, and later under the Korean Civil Assistance Command, 1953 to 1955. Civil affairs soldiers provided refugee assistance and medical care for the civilian population, while helping to rebuild destroyed public infrastructure. The large-scale effort provided the rationale for the U.S. Army to establish the Civil Affairs Military Government Branch in the U.S. Army Reserve on 17 August 1955. On 2 October 1959, the Army eliminated the term military government and renamed it the Civil Affairs Branch. This name change reflected recent operations and changes in doctrine describing how the U.S. Army would employ civil affairs in future conflicts. Similar to the Korean War, the U.S. Army civil affairs effort in South Vietnam, 1965 to 1971, was based on operating within a sovereign allied country. However, this time, as guided by FM 41-10, civil affairs became associated with unconventional warfare, UW. The three active duty civil affairs companies, the 41st, 2nd, and 29th, assigned to South Vietnam, helped integrate rural and war refugee populations into the national economic and political systems. The civil affairs companies provided medical care and assisted with agricultural, educational, and infrastructure improvements, while giving credit to the government of South Vietnam for their efforts. That mission would be later reincarnated as village stability operations in Afghanistan in 2010 to 2014. Note, FM 41-10 is an obsolete publication, which provides historical reference and is listed in the Obsolete Publications section of the references for this FM. The experience in Vietnam brought lasting changes to civil affairs. On 15 September 1971, the Civil Affairs School, then administered under the Provost Marshal General's office and based at Fort Gordon, Georgia, moved to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. There, it came under the direction of the U.S. Army Institute for Military Assistance, now the United States Army John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center and School. Active duty civil affairs units soon relocated to Fort Bragg and were placed under the 95th Civil Affairs Group. However, in the post-Vietnam drawdown, the Army disbanded most active duty civil affairs units. Only the 96th Civil Affairs Battalion at Fort Bragg remained on active duty. Then, as now, the preponderance of civil affairs units resided in the U.S. Army Reserves. During the next two decades, civil affairs made incremental steps toward becoming a core element of U.S. Army Special Operations. On 1 October 1982, the Army established 1st Special Operations Command, SOCOM, at Fort Bragg, in which the 96th Civil Affairs Battalion was a subordinate element. After the U.S. Army created the United States Army Special Operations Command, USASOC, at Fort Bragg on 1 December 1989, the 96th Civil Affairs Battalion remained under 1st SOCOM. All reserve civil affairs units based in the contiguous U.S. were assigned to the United States Army Reserve Special Operations Command, USARSOC, which became the U.S. Army Civil Affairs and Psychological Operations Command, U.S. Army CAPOC, on 27 November 1990. Subordinated under USASOC, this placed the command and control of all contiguous U.S.-based active duty, 96th Civil Affairs Battalion, and the U.S. Army Reserve, Civil Affairs, and PSYOP units under a single headquarters. On 3 March 1993, Secretary of Defense Leslie "Les" Aspin formally designated active and reserve civil affairs units in the contiguous U.S. as Army Special Operations Forces, ARSOF. The reserve formation based outside the contiguous U.S., the 322nd Civil Affairs Brigade in Hawaii, was not designated as ARSOF. These organizational changes coincided with the Army's increased use of civil affairs units following the breakup of the Soviet Union in 1991 and subsequent global instability. USASOC routinely deployed civil affairs forces to assist in all phases of operations, including supporting peacekeeping, disaster relief, counterinsurgency, combat, and stability efforts. Reserve civil affairs units, namely the 352nd Civil Affairs Command, spearheaded the Kuwaiti Task Force and its efforts to stabilize Kuwait following the expulsion of the Iraqi invaders in February 1991. Other U.S. Army Reserve civil affairs units and the 96th Civil Affairs Battalion provided civil affairs support in Iraq for Operation Desert Shield / Storm and for Operation Provide Comfort, the post-war humanitarian mission to assist the Kurds. Other notable deployments for civil affairs units include peacekeeping and disaster relief efforts in Operation Restore Hope in Somalia, Operation Uphold Democracy in Haiti, and Operation Joint Endeavor in the Balkans. However, the 11 September 2001 terrorist attack on the United States ushered civil affairs into a new era. Significant changes for civil affairs took place during the global war on terror. To meet the growing needs of the conventional force, on 1 October 2006, the Army reassigned U.S. Army CAPOC from USASOC to U.S. Army Reserve. USASOC retained the single active duty Special Operations Civil Affairs Unit, the 96th Civil Affairs Battalion. 2 weeks later, on 16 October 2006, the Army established civil affairs as a branch in the regular Army. Prior to that, it had been a functional area. Constant rotations to Afghanistan and Iraq accelerated the operating tempo of civil affairs units and promoted growth in the active force. USASOC used 96th Civil Affairs Battalion personnel as cadre to create 4 additional active Special Operations Civil Affairs Battalions, 91st, 92nd, 97th, and 98th, under the newly organized 95th Civil Affairs Brigade, 2007. Currently, the 95th Civil Affairs Brigade, Special Operations Airborne, is assigned to the 1st Special Forces Command, supporting RSOF and U.S. SOCOM commitments. The demand to support continued global war on terror operations also resulted in the creation of the conventional 85th Civil Affairs Brigade on 16 September 2011 with 5 subordinate battalions, 80th, 81st, 82nd, 83rd, and 84th. Based at Fort Hood, Texas, this regular Army unit was subordinated to United States Army Forces Command, FORSCOM, and provided civil affairs support to conventional forces. However, following troop-level drawdowns, the Army deactivated the 80th and 84th Civil Affairs Battalions on 15 September 2016. The 85th Civil Affairs Brigade, along with its 81st and 82nd Battalions, were inactivated on 15 March 2018, leaving the 83rd Civil Affairs Battalion as the sole active civil affairs unit supporting the conventional force. Army civil affairs has evolved considerably since its origins in the post-World War I occupation of Germany. The Army has recognized the continuing need for formal civil affairs instruction and planning, and the requirement for a standing civil affairs force. Civil affairs engages across the range of military operations, from the prevention of hostilities to assisting people in returning to daily life after hostilities or humanitarian crises end. The demand for civil affairs is strong because it is a force multiplier and has a history of proven utility.